Now, there have been a lot of stories, even more so than usual, I think, floating around about the big tech companies. Really, I think they've been having a hard time of it the last few years. So we saw overnight that a number of US states are launching antitrust, which is anti-monopoly inquiries, and then privacy inquiries into, I think, both Facebook and Google. In the US last week, YouTube was fined $170 million over allegations that it collected the personal data of children under 13 without their parents' consent. Facebook admitted to enabling leaking of the phone numbers of over 419 million people online. And also, a complaint made by an Irishman about alleged data practices at Google made the front page of the Financial Times. And that Irishman, Dr. Johnny Ryan, is in the studio with me now. Johnny, welcome. In terms of where you're coming from, Johnny, before we start, we should probably establish that you're employed by Brave, which would be a rival browser company to Google. So in a sense, people might think that you have skin in the game here and that you would have a professional interest in kind of doing down the dominant player in your market. So do you have an agenda against Google?
We definitely have an agenda to fix a problem. Now, Brave was founded by a guy called Brendan, my boss, who invented JavaScript, and he co-founded Firefox, another browser. And the mission for everyone at Brave is to try and clean up the web and protect people. So, of course, I urge everyone who hears about these kind of scandals to install Brave, to inoculate themselves. And that's the agenda. Fix the web.
Okay, so now your boss is obviously involved in building elements of what became the web.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it a sense that he's disappointed with how it all turned out once people got their hands on it, was it?
There's a phenomenon in our industry called ad tech remorse. If you've been involved in advertising technology on the web and you don't feel some sense of remorse, there is a problem with your soul. So these people, when they hit a certain age, move on. Now, in Brendan's case, he didn't come from an ad tech background, but he was one of the pivotal engineers who set the conditions in which that industry arose.
Okay, so what exactly are you saying these advertisers are doing? Just explain it to us in very clear, simple terms, and Google.
Sure.
Google and the advertisers, I think, both in the frame.
Sure. First, we're actually not pointing, and I'm not pointing any finger at the advertisers. Here's what happens. When a person loads a web page, information about them is sent to tens, hundreds, maybe thousands of companies. And the intention is that those companies are able to then find out for an advertiser if the advertiser wants to make a monetary bid, right? To say, we're willing to spend X to show an ad to Brendan. Now, that sounds logical, but wait till you hear the data that are sent about you. In these bid requests, in this big auction that happens every time you load a web page on any big
website. So this is all happening instantaneously. As soon as you open it up, it bangs
off.
Those
rectangles around the article by Brendan O'Connor need to be filled with money. And if an auction is needed to fill them with money, the people who might spend on those rectangles need to know about the visitor to the page. And here's the kind of information that goes out.
Okay.
Where they are, exactly what they're reading, whether they're Jew, Muslim, or Christian, whether they're interested in cancer, bipolar disorder, erectile dysfunction, the list is staggering.
And so a complete profile of you made up from all the other, well, as much of a profile as
enough,
they can get?
Enough to be able to build up a dossier of you over time, and this is being sent out to countless companies for unknown purposes. There's a reason it's against the law.
But hang on, is it against the law? Because Google would say, and I think we all have plenty of experience of this, that they ask for our permission to collect our data. We share it with them and they share it with advertising. Do we not all just click unthinkingly that to happen?
Didn't we click away our rights in this big, massive OK box? I'll put that another way. If you and I are walking up to the roof of this building and I say, Brendan, is it OK if we look at some of your school records? You say fine because you want to get the, you know, you want to be up on the roof of the building for a picnic. In the middle of our picnic, I take your school records and I throw them over the side of the building and everyone around us photocopies them. You did not actually give consent for that because you cannot consent to a data breach. And we're talking about the biggest data breach that has ever been recorded. There is no OK button for what I'm describing. Ahead of the next election, every single person can be profiled based on what they're reading, watching and listening to on the internet.
But I thought that this profiling was something that went on and that was allowed to happen because we signed away. What is the extra step that's going on here that is is illegal, or okay, that you could contend is illegal.
I might build up a relationship with the RTE, right, which I trust. I do trust it. And the RTE tech side is allowed to build up a profile of me for its own purpose once I've signed off on that. But if RTE then takes bits of that profile and allows other unknown parties to do unknown stuff with it, I have no way of knowing whether, when it comes time for my CV to be selected by an algorithm for an interview, for example, you know, for a job, mm-hmm. for example, whether those information that I gave RTE end up in that decision-making process 5 years hence.
Now, Google say that their systems for data harvesting is that the use of their systems for data harvesting is strictly banned by its contracts and policies, and those policies, you're laughing, right?
I am laughing because I've heard this many times. The last time we heard this in public, the last time this reared its head was after Cambridge Analytica and Facebook. Facebook, aghast, said, Cambridge Analytica broke the terms of our policies. But the law doesn't say, you know, thou shalt have a trust everyone approach and assume everyone's a Boy Scout. The law says protect these sensitive data against unauthorized access. And that has not happened.
OK, well, look, it's a very interesting one, and it's a story that's going to run and run. And just to reiterate again, Google say they are not breaking any law with this. But let's see how it all turns out. Thank you very much, Johnny Ryan.